Okay, Peter's in Wales. Morning, Peter.
Good morning.
Hello.
How are you?
Nice to speak to you. What question do you have for Dave?
The government have brought out sort of two schemes from the little information I've heard. One is a sort of pensioners thing, and there's another which is a lump sum investment which pays, I think, 4% over 3 years, but then you have to pay tax on it, which is effectively only getting 3%. So could your gentleman help me out on this matter?
Yeah, go on, Dave.
Morning, Peter.
Morning.
I think what you're talking about is the two schemes are really one and the same thing, and they're known as the 65-plus guaranteed growth bonds,
right.
otherwise known as pensioners' bonds. They've been much heralded. They've been coming for a while, and they usually sell out quite quickly. And you're absolutely right. There is a three-year bond which pays 4%, and then a one-year bond which pays 2.8%. And you know, if you're prepared to put the money away for 1 year and or 3 years, then with a maximum £10,000 in each, you could put £20,000 away. And if there's two of you, if you're married, then there's £40,000 you could put away. But you're right; it's not all sweetness and light, because they are taxable. And so if you're a taxpayer, you will pay tax on it. And furthermore, if you're a non-taxpayer, they will still deduct tax, and you're going to need to then reclaim that from HM Revenue and Customs. There's no income payable, so it's a lump sum of interest at the end of the term, the 1 or 3 year term. So if you are a pensioner requiring income monthly, this won't do it for you.
Peter, does that help? Does it kind of give you an idea of which way you need to go?
Yeah, that is very useful. I'm sure it'll be useful for other people, because a lot of these things are, I wouldn't say misleading, but they're difficult to really work out the pros and cons of.
Yes, indeed, and of course, us in the media, we sort of simplify things where the detail perhaps is where the devil lies. What I would say is lots of the listeners will be retired and been very unhappy with the rate of savings for the last 5 or 7 years since the credit crunch, and B, they'll be wanting an income. If you do want an income, of course, what you can do is you can work out how much income you need over that 1 or 3 year term, and then just don't invest that bit, and then the remainder of it can go into these growth bonds, because the rates are market leading. They're almost double what's available out there in the commercial sector, so they're very attractive for the right kind of person. But if you need income, just hold that money back and then invest the rest.
Peter, thank you very much for your question.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Really appreciated. Peter in Wales there. Your top five tips on our website start with the National Savings Over 65 bonds. You say that they've got tabletop in rates up to 4%. They've launched this month, but you've said they'll be gone before you know it, so be quick. And we've heard in the last week how popular they've been, haven't we?
Yes. I think £10 billion has been set aside, which sounds quite a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I think it's been worked out that if everyone gets the maximum, there'll be 500,000 people who have these things. I think it was about 2 years ago that the savings certificates were launched, the index-linked ones were launched, and I was on here with Emma Britton, and they went in about 3 weeks.
Goodness.
And there was such a stampede, and there's so much publicity around these things now. Really, if you think it's appropriate for you, and I'm not saying whether it is or it's not, it depends on individual circumstances, but if you, as a listener, think this is right for you, then crack on and do it, because they'll be gone soon.
Yeah, and I suppose with so many people going for it, it gives you the confidence that it's a pretty good thing to go for, if so many people have that faith in it.
It's government-backed. It is as safe as you could possibly have an investment, because the government backs it.
Okay, if you need clarification on anything, you can call this morning. There are no silly questions today. 0345 303 1566 to call us today. On Monday morning, we had lovely Nikki from the HMRC office, and the tax lady here.
Yeah.
Not the tax man, the tax lady, answering questions on tax-based matters. And a few questions came in then around tax that we thought were more suitable for you.
Yeah.
This is one of them. Russell emailed us saying, I've recently had a pay rise which tipped me into a higher tax band. I also started receiving property rental income this financial year. Can I pass over the rental income to my wife to save on tax, as her income is in the basic tax band? Also, does the wear and tear allowance still exist for furnished property income? So, quite a bit there.
Okay. Good morning, Russell. What I would say to you, the simple principle of income or tax on income from assets is whoever owns the asset will be taxed on the income from it. So you can pass the income across to your wife if you pass the asset across to your wife. So if she owns the property or even half of it, then she would be entitled to the income or half of it, and then be taxed as a result. that's fraught with risk. If you transfer a massive asset to another person, you need to be confident that the various risks in doing so won't come and bite you. I always refer to the 5 D's, which are death, disability, dispute, divorce, and debt issues. If that were to happen in some shape or form to either or both of you, then you might find that transferring a major asset to somebody else causes trouble for you. But no, there isn't a simple way of you owning the house and giving her the income.
The question I started with on Monday morning for Nikki, which she couldn't really answer properly because she works for HMRC, was it was from someone who got in touch saying, is there a legal way to dodge tax? Which I suppose is probably a question that some people come to you with, because some people want to avoid tax rather than evade.
Well, dodging is quite a vague term, isn't it? In HMRC terms, Nikki would have referred to avoidance or evasion. Evasion is straight illegal. Mm. And there's a great quote about what's the difference between avoidance and evasion, and it's the thickness of a wall in a prison cell. HMRC are more keen to stop avoidance nowadays, but there are legal ways. You put money into an ISA, you are doing so to avoid tax. And so avoidance is kind of okay in certain situations, evasion is not. And so if you call that dodging, then yes, there are ways of doing it.
0345 303 1566 to call the programme this morning. Dave Penny is here right through until 12. He's an independent financial advisor from Taunton. His role to guide you through all things, savings, pensions, investments, tax, any way that he can help you to save money today. Any questions you have, big or small, the issue, get in touch today. 0345 303 1566, that number. Or text 81333. Start the text you send with Somerset.